I'm Hilary Young, and I'm a curator of European ceramics at the Victoria and Albert Museum. And I'm about to open up a marvellous fitted case that contains a tea service that was acquired by the British actor and playwright David Garrick in Paris in the mid or early 1760s. It's like opening a jewel cabinet because there's all these incredibly intricate shapes nesting within one another, and these beautifully designed card compartments, and the skill in which it's all been packed in together. The porcelain was made at the Sèvres Porcelain Factory, which was the royal factory of Louis XV. And Sèvres set the fashions that were followed throughout Europe. One of the interesting things about this piece is that it has to have been put together by a very specialised merchant known in French as the Marchand Mercier. So the Marchand Mercier, in this case, would have gone to Sèvres and then gone to a specialist case maker, and then perhaps another specialist would have done the card and watered silk fittings, and then another maybe done the gilt borders. Tea drinking started in Europe when it began to be imported in a small way by the East India companies, and it proved immensely popular. It was first drunk as a medicine and then increasingly as a beverage. In France, we always think of the country being a country of coffee drinkers, but tea drinking became one of a number of things that became fashionable because they came from England or associated with England. So there was this wave of Anglomania that permeated the upper echelons of French culture. Horse racing was another. English tailoring and English wool fabrics were much admired. To modernise, one of the most surprising things about this tea service is that it's a tea service for six people, but the teapot is incredibly small. And it's thought that tea was made very strong in the pot and then diluted in the cup. And then it would have been taken with milk and sugar as well.